The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Jafar Jafar. He's going to talk about Palestinian resistance and the brutal attack of Israel on Gaza Strip.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Our thoughts and our prayers are still with the people of Gaza and Palestine as the attacks against them continue to mount. And we see the world's leaders and their media outlets, you know, continue to give the Israeli government a blank check to do what they want to do. We also see tensions mounting in the entire region with the United States bombing Syria, trying to target areas linked to Iran. And so we see there being an escalation of some form within that area as well. And so there's a lot of tension and anxiety that we naturally should be feeling as Muslims who are connected to the wider ummah and to humanity as a whole. This should be hurting each and every one of us. And the question that I get asked a lot, you know, is that what can we do? And it seems as though in many instances our hands are handcuffed here, being far away. But there are some points that I want to describe today or talk about today that I think each and every one of us can participate in. The first is to raise awareness of what is truly taking place. Talk about this issue. Talk about it first and foremost within your own families. You know, sometimes we don't have good communication in our family. This is a good thing to talk about. Watch a documentary about the history of Palestine, right? To see and let our children and even us who may have heard news from here and there, but to see firsthand how this land was stolen from the Palestinians and how it was given to the Israelis, how the Israeli government or state was created. And then we should talk about this with our co-workers. You know, we should talk about this with people. Be mindful how you talk. You should know your circumstances of where you are and what it is. But I think we have to be mindful that there are many people who are just misinformed about this entire situation, right? There are many people who sadly believe that the entire Palestinian group or people are just terrorists. And so whatever is being done justly. There are people who are misinformed to think that these events started on October 7th, when this is not an event that started on October 7th. So I believe that if we talk about these things in a sane manner, in a logical manner, it can have an impact, especially it can leave something for them to think about. You know, if we just put aside, because they will always come with this roadblock, right? They will tell us, October 7th, Hamas shouldn't have done this. And you know, if we were just to put aside the events of October 7th and sympathize with the innocent lives lost and the initial response of the Israeli government, what is currently taking place 3 weeks into this saga of a communal punishment cannot be viewed as justified and as an adequate response by any logical human being. I heard this example, and this example resonated with me. You know, they say, you know, in America there are always active shooters who go into schools to try to cause chaos. You know, he said, imagine if the government trying to find one shooter bombed the entire school. No one would say that's logical. The Israeli government is bombing entire city, trying to find these terrorists whom they call terrorists. Right? It's not logical. It's absolutely not logical, and it cannot be accepted. And this is why the United Nations and many other places call this a war crime, that what is taking place. And so it's important that we learn to change the narrative, right? We'll give names, faces, and humanity to the innocent civilians who are being killed, starved, and driven out of their lands. This is a responsibility that you and I have, and I hope that we can participate in that. That's number one, raise awareness. Number two is, you know, it's a lingo that our younger generation uses today. We need to take receipts of what is happening. Yeah. From the start of this chapter of this conflict, and this chapter of this conflict, I mean, we have seen a hypocritical stance from our politicians. Yeah. Some of these politicians whom we as the Muslim bloc brought to office because we voted for them. But these people have not condemned the Israeli government even once. These same politicians have not asked for a ceasefire. These same politicians have not voiced any sympathy for the innocent Palestinian lives that are being lost. Take receipts of these people. Don't forget who these people are, because they will come crawling back to us to get their votes, and we can hold them accountable for what they have done. Take receipts. We don't forget anymore. Yeah, and so this is something that we have to make them understand as well, that because we were kind and nice at one point doesn't mean we can be pushed around anymore as well. The third point, boycott. Yeah, we talk about boycott often, you know, and there are so many emails and so many text messages and then diagrams that are sent about boycotting. When we talk about boycotting, we're not talking about boycotting products or companies that operate in Israel, because nearly every product and company operates in Israel. It doesn't make sense to have that kind of blanket boycott. But we are looking at specific products. We are looking at specific companies that donate towards the state of Israel, that continue to operate from usurped lands in Israel, lands that were taken, and that continue to enhance the occupation and the creation of settlements within Israel. These are the companies that we need to learn and collectively boycott. Yeah, and we should, as a family, make sure that we have these conversations. There are many companies out there, companies like HP, Simmons, Puma, SodaStream, Sabra Hummus. These are just some of the companies that are continuing the illegal settlements, or are funding the illegal settlements, or are being created from these illegal settlements. We need to be aware of what these products are, and so that we can collectively at least boycott these products so that we can have some effect. Fourth, donate. There are organizations that are collecting funds so that they can provide aid when aid is allowed to go through. Donate. Yeah, if you have the ability to donate, donate. And the last, of course, is pray. We need to all pray. Right? There are so many du'as that we can have. The du'a for the coming of our imam, the du'a for the safety of those who are being oppressed, and the du'a for each and every one of us to find ways in which we can support our brothers and sisters in different parts of the world. These five things I'm going to repeat for you again. Raise awareness. Take receipts of these politicians who have displayed their hypocrisy. Boycott. Donate and pray. And if we can, inshallah, do these five things, maybe on the Day of Judgment, Allah will look at us as though we have had an impact to help those who are oppressed. Wa akhiru da'wan, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away everyone dear to my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life? Still alive. Oh, yeah. I will correct.
because no matter what they do, they can never hurt you, 'cause you're so